Maryland County gives small businesses incentives to host vaccination clinics. I'm Jenny Glick.
Reframing what it means to be masculine when it comes to mental health. I'm Christy Kane.
It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A tornado touches down near Chicago. The National Weather Service confirms a twister in Naperville packed 45-mile-an-hour winds. Naperville Fire Chief Mark Pucnitis.
We quickly did an assessment and noticed that there were about a dozen homes that were severely damaged from debris. About a half a dozen people injured, and four of those have been taken to the hospital right now.
Tropical depression Claudette spawned an EF2 tornado, tearing up at least 50 homes in Alabama. The storm's also blamed for at least 12 deaths, including 10 people who died in a crash on I-65. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says Claudette will get stronger as it heads offshore.
It is going to be cutting across and back out into the open waters of the Atlantic. The good news is that when it becomes a tropical storm, it will actually become less dangerous to folks in the U.S. because it is offshore, and the impacts that you will be seeing beyond Monday morning are all going to be in the form of large waves and riptides along the Atlantic coast.
Flash flooding is also a big concern. The Senate is expected to review a new $1 trillion infrastructure deal. Republican Senator Rob Portman.
I think we're absolutely committed to it, and I think there's a number of others as well on both sides of the aisle. Last week, I heard from a lot of my colleagues saying, I just need to look at one other issue. You know, can you do this? Can you do that? But there's a lot of interest in having a bipartisan proposal.
Portman on NBC's Meet the Press. President Biden says he'll review and respond to the plan as soon as today. Top diplomats say they're making progress in restoring Iran's 2015 nuclear deal. It was abandoned by the Trump administration. But Israel's new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, is slamming Iran's newly elected president, calling on world powers to wake up to the dangers of a new deal. A big win at the U.S. Open.
It was a comeback moment in more ways than one for Jon Rahm. That from NBC as Rahm captured his first career major golf championship at 26 years old. And it comes just weeks after he was forced to withdraw from the Memorial after he was in the lead due to a positive COVID-19 test. Rahm also became the first player from Spain to win a U.S. Open. His victory also returns him to number one in the world. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Some New England hospitals are delaying or rescheduling surgeries because of blood shortages during the pandemic. Hospitals say they haven't seen anything like this in decades. A lot of surgeries got pushed during lockdown last year. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions to help your business get out in front. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call 877-ASK-DELL.
It's 4:03 Monday, June 21st, 2021. 73 degrees, going up to 93. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. More details are emerging from a triple murder in Herndon, Virginia, Saturday morning. Neighbors say the victims were a mother and her two girls.
The tragedy at an apartment building on Florida Avenue in Herndon struck close to home for neighbors who tell our news partner NBC4 that the girls were just 6 and 10 years old. The oldest was getting ready to celebrate her birthday on Saturday. A couple said they knew the victims and struggled with how to tell their children.
How can you explain to a little one what happened? And, you know, for a family, or I don't know who probably was, you know, but it's really bad.
Police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected and that the man had a personal relationship with the three victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has rejected the Washington football team's application to trademark its name.
The team applied for the trademark last year following its decision to change its former name, which many people considered offensive and insensitive. According to multiple reports, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office denied the request due to previous registrations by Philip McCauley, who owns the Washington Football Club, and the likelihood of consumers being confused or deceived. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark. However, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The team has until December 18th to file a response to the office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
Bicyclists in Montgomery County are hoping a new look on a local road is here to stay. You may have noticed a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County between Arcola Avenue and Amherst went from three driving lanes down to two. Where the curb lane was, there are now flexible white dividers, making it a protected bike lane.
The first time anywhere in the state of Maryland, a curb lane that was formerly used for cars has been given over to use by bikes and scooters and the like.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says over the next few months, the State Highway Administration will see how much this pilot project is used and decide if they want to try more of them. Gray's belief is that lanes like this will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan to eliminate fatalities on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
The district's Department of Transportation is proposing changes to the popular circulator service. And officials have decided to extend the public comment period on those changes to ensure that they hear from as many people as possible.
You'll now have until Friday, June 25th to make your feelings known about the proposals, which include a new Ward 7 route. It would serve the Deanwood, Benning Road, Stadium Armory, and Union Station Metro Rail stations. Officials say the route would be available to thousands of residents. It would also provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7. DDOT is also proposing an extension of the DuPont Circle Roslyn route to U Street Northwest. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
There are new details on a crash that stopped traffic on westbound US 50 for 2 hours Saturday night. Annapolis police say one of the drivers was wanted in connection with a murder. On Saturday afternoon, officers found 39-year-old Erica Benoro beaten and dead inside of an apartment during a welfare check. Her car was also missing. Later that day, police found Benoro's car being driven by the suspect, who led them on a miles-long chase from Anne Arundel into Prince George's County. The person of interest then crashed the car into the back of a tractor trailer at around 7 p.m. on US 50 westbound before Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. Police say the suspect is now recovering and in the hospital and will be questioned. It's 4:07.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you pick a slot machine at random, or did you already know the one you wanted? Did you tap the button or pull the lever? Did you close your eyes?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.